And now to update you on the Pope's medical condition. Pope John Paul II reportedly began to lose consciousness at dawn in his chambers at the Apostolic Palace in Vatican City. A Mass was celebrated in his presence this morning, but for the first time, the Pope was not able to participate. And at the age of 84, he is believed to be quite near death. And Pier Silvia Pagioli joins us from Rome. And Silvia, just update us, please, as to what you know of the Pope's latest medical condition.
Well, Vatican spokesman Joachim Navarro Valls told reporters today that the Pope's general condition is unchanged and still very grave. He said at dawn today, John Paul began losing consciousness, but Navarro insisted the Pope is not in coma. When spoken to, he reacts by opening his eyes. Yesterday, Navarro Valls said the Pope was conscious and lucid, and in fact, the Vatican announced that the Pope had approved the appointment of 17 new bishops, a sign John Paul wanted to clear up unfinished business. Several cardinals who saw him later acknowledged that there's no chance for recovery and that the Pope is well aware of this. Cardinal Camillo Ruini, in his sermon in a special Mass for the Pope at St. John Lateran, said the Pope already sees and touches the Lord. He is already united with our soul Savior.
Sylvia, who's surrounding the Pope at the moment?
The Pope's longtime private secretary, Archbishop Stanislaw Zdybitz, is by the Pope's bedside at all times. There's also another Polish aide, Monsignor Mietek, three nuns, and his personal doctor. Visitors to the papal apartment have described the Pope lying in a large bed in the middle of his bedroom, covered with white blankets. And, you know, many wonder why he's not in a hospital. Actually, a kind of intensive care unit has been set up next to his bedroom. But it's the Pope himself who wanted to remain at home, close to the crowds that have gathered below his window in St. Peter's Square. Vatican sources say he's taken tremendous comfort from their presence and prayers. And last night, Rome police estimated the crowd at 70,000. It might even be bigger than that today.
You know, Sylvia, it has occurred to us here in recent hours that for many young people around the world, this is the only Pope that they have ever seen. And I wonder, among the crowds there in St. Peter's, if you've noticed the particular presence of young people and been able to speak with any of them.
Oh, there's an enormous presence here. Remember, this is the Pope who created International Youth Day, where tens of thousands of kids would chant, JP2, we love you. And he has shown a special affinity for young people at those big events. He'd sing along with the kids, tapped his feet to the music, and he once even twirled a cane, Charlie Chaplin style. Navarro Valls said that yesterday, when he was told of the large crowds of young people in the square, John Paul was able to mutter a few words, which were interpreted as saying, I have sought you, now you are the ones who have come to me, and I thank you.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you finally about the scene in the square, but people from all over the world who may not be Catholic, because the Pope, as often said, the most widely traveled Pope in history, and he went into areas of the world where the Catholic Church is hardly the majority faith. And seem to touch a chord just as a human being among many people. I wonder if you see that reflected in the square.
Well, we don't see it so much in the square, but remember, we see it globally. This is the first Pope to visit a mosque and to have entered a synagogue. Yesterday, Rome's chief rabbi, Riccardo Di Segni, came to the Vatican to express the Rome Jewish community's affection for John Paul. And at the large mosque, Muslims are praying for the Pope, and Arab TV networks are giving lots of coverage to the Pope in agony. Even China, that does not allow its Catholics to recognize the authority of the Vatican, it took the unusual step of expressing concern over the Pope's health.
Pier Silvia Pagioli in Rome, and throughout the day, of course, she will be with us to update the Pontiff's condition. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Scott.